Okay.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast, One Day Being Wizard Gang. We're looking for someone to do art for the channel. Is it a channel or a podcast? It's technically a channel. Radio channel. And then we're looking for someone to do art. Prices are negotiable. I don't know. Talk to us on Twitter, at One Day Being Wizard Gang.
Yep. Or join the podcast.
What do you mean, or join the... Wait, hold on there, Chief. You can't just openly invite everyone. Hey, all of you, if you've heard it, you can be in it. Let's just do Battle Royale. Me trying to run 30 players at once who all have their own motives and ideas, along with character backstory, and trying to put character bonds in for each of them. Just kidding.
What can go wrong?
Each battle would take, like, an hour.
Okay, so where we left off, the gang was at the...
Imagine having 5 DM.
The gang was at the Valhound Villa, right?
Yeah.
And so they were fighting some thugs at the top. Thug number one just went. He missed Peyton, who immediately stabbed him center of the body. Absolutely clapped him. He's still alive, though. He's not even bloody. We just had initiative. What's it? I'm on initiative 6. Jane, you just went, right?
I left, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to draw.
I'll tell you
what I'm going to do. I was on Discord. Let's talk about characters while I set up the next section. Hold up.
Dragon's the best character.
No, he's not.
Okay.
It's Floreth Mimadaffy.
So we've got,
Randolph ain't the coolest, but he's also still cool.
Where the heck is my black marker?
Up your ass. Butt cheeks.
Okay. Where?
Oh, I got blue.
Jesus, yeah. Jaden, whatever. I'll draw it. So, Jaden, you went upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Up your butt cheeks.
Funny.
I think I'll just...
Right then!
Would you be willing to exit initiative? Because this is kind of a whole new dealio.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got... Sorry, just gonna illustrate. You got anyone want to, talk about what their plans are? 1, 2, 3.
I'm probably... fight.
Try to figure out what happened. Then try to profit. We need to
I'm gonna stab...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have a question for my guy, Alex.
What's your question, my dude?
So, with my new thingy...
Assassin?
No, because I leveled up, I get... 2 damage to one creature.
2d6 for your sneak attack.
So, but does sneak attack kind of extend?
Sneak attack, there's two different things. Sneak attack is where he can't see you, but sneak attack is also where you and a teammate are both adjacent to him. So, as you can see, Peyton is right next to the thug. If you are also right next to the thug, then you get flanked, so it counts as a sneak attack.
So it's 2d6 damage.
Yeah.
Added to what I do.
It's considered one of the dumbest D&D mechanics there is. But I'm okay with it.
So where's the handbook? Can I have the place handbook?
Hey, what's up, Jackson?
Sauce me.
Yep.
Thanks.
It is, but you have food.
Oh, we just bought food. Wait. Oh, for Ezra? Okay. Sorry.
My mom might have bought food or something, I guess.
Thank you.
That's okay.
That's probably what she was doing at the grocery store. Okay. So, the thugs are on the stairs. They're guarding the thing. Jane, you just went, right?
Yeah.
You're here now? I don't think you're even in the description.
Is there, like, anybody in it?
Let me find out.
Because I am prepared to fight. I already told you my secret move. That's right, I have a secret move.
You
walked into the wrong... You walked in... Okay, Jaden. I'm going to tell you what's in the room, and then we're freezing time as the rest of the battle goes. I know that doesn't make any sense, you just, like... You know what's called plot... It's like plot armor, but for time. So, Jaden... You walk up the stairs. There's several zents and a house guards. The floor is covered with dead bodies. Everyone's fighting, right? There's doors to the master bedroom are wide open. And... another door is slightly ajar. There are 6 corpses on the ground, and 2 of them are zents. And there's 4 people versus... There's 4 house veterans versus 3 thugs. Yeah, give me a second. Finding some stuff out.
Can I ask you a question real fast?
Hold up. Okay. What's your question?
The heck is a Zent? Is it like...
A Zent is the Black Network.
Oh.
Zent, Zentherium is the actual name of the...
I'm sorry, when you said Xanth, I thought of like a huge clay golem with one eye in the center of its body with like super baby.
Yeah, no, I only...
That's what I think of Xanth is.
Xanth is just short for Xanatherium, which is short for also like, aka Black Network.
I get 10d6 damage at level 19 for sneak attack.
Yeah, well...
That's a fight I'm willing to predict in.
Okay, so you're up here, you're next to Slavia Jordar.
What am I going to do with Time Frozen?
Well, no, you got... Oh, I thought we already did your thing. You're still at law school, I guess?
Yeah.
You want to... Anybody want to be able to, like, send a beacon to him or something for him to show up? Because Ezra, you're probably going to be...
Unseen servant.
I mean, I can get to you, so of time being frozen.
Oh, true. Time is... I guess, you want to say but time is frozen, like, around you?
I suppose.
Okay, so you just want to walk over to the place?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that's a five-minute walk, so that's going to be... I'll put a D6 and countdown from... Five, and then every turn we'll just go down one.
One was something neat.
What? Roll for initiative, by the way, Ezra.
13.
Okay. What? Write that down.
I missed it.
There's no step. Something neat is well.
Preemptively roll for
initiative. You know how some of you had the.
Oh, you already rolled for initiative. You just keep your initiative.
Oh, okay.
You know how some of you had the idea of me robbing like.
The bank, while the time is
lords
frozen.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Well, magic doesn't affect them.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh. Smart idea. Yeah. See, I told him not to do it because it didn't make any
Look
sense.
Look what you learn in law school.
Yeah, this is why Ezra goes to law school, I guess.
Okay. To avoid not getting caught breaking the law.
So, Jaden, you went right now. I'm gonna go. I have initiative of 12, so... I need to roll the guys' cells. Okay.
Yeah, those are all.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fight them.
Okay. So this one.
Be four.
So
all Payne, of them against four
he's
me.
He's gonna see you just. Wow. What's your initiative?
7, 5, 5.
So Payne, he's gonna see you stab his partner. He's gonna run down to Lyle since he's kind of Lyle's blocking his way.
I never asked what was inside the spell, but Payne gave me like 2 episodes ago.
I'll just send you a picture. I can't.
You can't send me a picture. You can send the podcast a picture.
Okay. Hey, roll. Hey you.
Me?
What's your AC? 13.
13.
I have fireballs in that spellbook.
Fireball will all die.
No.
Okay, you get hit.
They'll all die.
Yeah, but you have to spend 2 hours. Oh, wait, you can just... Because you have the spellbook itself, so you just... Like...
Well, I would have been spending time on it, but I forgot I asked about it 2 hours ago.
Well, you take 6 damage. So he's gonna, like, rush down the stairs, raise his club in the air, and hit you across the head. You're gonna take 6.
Okay.
Now, I want to introduce a new thing. Try not to mention your health. Just reference. Okay, so I'm fine. I'm slightly injured. I'm injured. I'm bloody. I'm hurt. I'm dying. What the frick? I'm dead.
So you can put slight variations on it, by the way.
Yeah, you can put slight. Just like give a general idea.
Like, I'm gonna yell. My eyeballs are bleeding. If I'm like about to die.
Yeah. You can be super overdramatic to apply. Just I would like for you guys to avoid going. Hey. Hey, I'm at 16 health, because you can't, IRL, you can't feel what kind of health total you're at. It's like,
are you sure about that?
I feel like I'm at 17 out of 20.
Yeah, so if you're feeling, and people can just, kind of like a code. Okay.
Actually, there's a Jurassic
I'm slightly
park,
injured, like.
Game where you can just look down and there's like a tattoo of like a heart on your, like, hey, you're a female character, so it's just on your, like your chest. And you just look down and it's like, that's your heart, that's your health.
Oh.
And it shrinks when you get hit.
Make the video, please. Okay, so yeah, you're gonna get hit across the head. Who goes after 12?
I'm
7.
John, I'm 14.
Okay.
If I leave this here and anyone knocks,
you're
14?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I just went in for initiative 12, so you go.
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna go.
I got whacked
over here and then shoot this guy with my bow.
Okay, roll for hit.
You bow people a lot.
Well, I'm a ranger.
He's a ranger. Range is in his name. You are a dagger.
No, you.
We're paid. Is there a shirt
of
this?
No.
Like, you have a
knock to my dice.
You have a plus
one.
You are
a dagger. That is... So I got 14.
I also have a 14.
Sorry, what?
I rolled a 14 for hit.
Okay.
That hits. Roll for damage.
Nice. And that guy, it was hit before, so that means he takes an extra D8 of damage.
Okay.
Because of my hunter
okay.
ability. Is it D8, right? Yep.
A European adventure for two. I'm 16. Who am I going to take with me? My girlfriend? Ha!
All of us. All of us.
So he takes four plus...
Okay, y'all need to go in the trunk. So, me and Jaden will just lug y'all along.
He takes 12 damage.
Okay. Which
one?
The one
in front of Peyton?
Yes.
Hey, can you guys chill at the table, please? He takes 12?
Yeah, I know. Go back.
He takes 12.
Yep.
Watch Jaden.
No more pushing on the table.
Nobody banged the table or pushed it because I marked my kick.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fluids on it and like all the dice, and that would be so catastrophic. Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy's bloody now. Describe to me how you shoot him.
Go over and just kind of like, you know, shoot him. And I go, hey, bang. Or actually swing. Yeah. And he gets hit and he's like, ah. Oh. And then he takes an extra D8 and he's like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, okay. He's like, ah. Okay, who goes next after 12? I mean, after 14.
7.
Okay. I got initiative 12. Who goes before that?
I mean...
What's so funny, Lyle?
I have initiative. Understand.
What's your initiative?
18.
Okay, Lyle, what's yours?
5.
Yours, Ezra.
13. Oh. Okay. This is not there.
Give me the toes, boy.
That means Jacob will go.
Okay, so...
You've got a thug in front of... in front of Lyle, but not...
I'm gonna hit that one.
Okay, you're gonna hit the one that's in front of Peyton?
Yes.
Okay. Hit.
Okay, so which dice do I roll? Okay, okay.
Well, what are you gonna
hit him with a rapier.
Okay, roll for hit, plus dexterity modifier. One. Okay. Well, he shoots you, make luck rolls. Lyle and
luck
Lyle,
saving
yeah,
throw?
Yeah. No, make a luck roll.
Okay.
Because whoever
does it plus anything? Lowest,
no, you ding dong.
Whoever
you roll.
Rolls lowest gets hit.
Gets stabbed. Yeah. Okay. Roll these two. You got 34.
34.
And you roll.
That's not.
You got 8.
16.
16. So roll for damage. Jacob.
I'm so glad I can't heal because I'm still in rage.
I know it's a rapier. Which one do I roll? I can't remember.
Wait. Technically, I could use my
look at the player's handbook.
Health pool to heal him, but like,
what do I use for the rapier?
Look at the player's handbook.
Where?
As far as the player's handbook.
I don't know how to work that book.
Okay, can someone help him find the rapier stat block?
I can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where it is.
Okay, just give it. Okay, in the meantime, I'll make sure.
Wait a minute. Can't we turn in the lady who was sent to kill the evil boy?
Hmm?
We can have the lady who has sent us to kill the evil guy. We can have her arrested.
Oh. Technically speaking, if we destroy the automaton, it's only destruction of property. And even then, we were allowed to, by the owner, to cause any future problems to be stopped. Therefore,
just
we're only
shit.
Really destroying a really expensive piece of metal.
No, yeah, it's not illegal to destroy the automaton.
But
as
it,
I mean, it's not illegal. It's not illegal to destroy the Nimble Right because
okay.
It was created by Name, who gave you permission to destroy it.
But that
the other Nimble Right is owned by a human being.
He's probably the one that set up this entire fight
to
too.
Me? Yeah.
Okay, so
no,
I got five.
Okay. Five plus
piercing.
So
plus, I don't know where.
Two. Piercing.
Okay.
Well, then,
oh.
Of course, it would take you that long to find your damage.
Hey, okay, just write it down. Write down the stat block. So just roll 1d8, I guess. Okay, so
let's do like
plus. You take 5.
My plus
two.
My piercing is plus 3.
Okay, so take 8.
Fuck.
Hey guys. Guys, Lyle got stabbed for AIDS. So, Jacob, you're gonna try to stab at the thug, right? And the thug is going to, with his left hand, hit it out of the way, and it's gonna go right into Lyle.
I am bloody, guys. Help.
Are you sure?
Thank you for not metagaming. Okay, who
goes
after
Are you like...
Who goes after Lyle?
When
you
say
who goes after
bloody,
you?
Are you saying like...
Okay, go long.
Dying or like injured.
So, saying, so if I whack this, I get plus d6, right?
Yeah, if you whack that, did you get plus d6?
Ooh, yay. You can do that. With my rapier. It's 1d8. I have a rapier step up. I can just give it to him.
Okay.
Oh my god.
2. Well, and what's your modifier?
Plus 1.
Bruh. Can I roll again? Can't. No, you can't. So, you're gonna just miss the stab outright. Maybe you're, yeah, you're bloody and disoriented. Get back to the top of the initiative roll.
Bam.
No, actually, it's the guy 20. With the d20.
Hey,
I mean, oh. 20.
Am I still technically in the initiative pool? Can I use my secret weapon?
I do have... I have.
Well, I'm in another fight.
I've got the initiatives of all the creatures and their health for all of them in the room, but I... Sure, I would love for you to try to make a stealth check.
He's invisible, so he gets
a... No, I'm okay with them seeing me.
Oh, okay, so...
Because I'm about to have four of me instead of...
You want to break stealth? Okay, so break stealth then. So I'll first... Wait, what's your initiative? 20?
15.
Okay, actually, Ezra, you're in now. So, Ezra, describe to me how you break into this... Like, you run across the courtyard, you see blood, you get into the building. What do you... Like, you see... What you're going to see is you're going to see your... friends fighting off two thugs, but Jane, of course, is missing. You know why. You see stairways going up, and there's blood. Lyle's extremely bloody, and
I'm gonna try to, like, you know, Spartan kick one of the thugs down.
You make an attack, because that's an unarmed strike.
Yeah.
Unless you want to make a strength check and knock him prone.
How knock him prone?
Okay, roll for a hit.
What would I use for that?
Yeah, actually, yes, make a strength check. Make a strength check.
Fuck up power.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if this is my spell book.
Strength minus one.
Okay, so this little gnome is going to walk in, just kick the dude in the shin, he's like, ah, you all are so weak. Okay, now it's going to go to me.
Oh, Ezra needs his,
Mightiest dude. Okay, Log.
Yeah, and since I'm facing the guy, I get an AC of 20.
Okay, right. Log, stop rocking, please.
So pretty much, if they're behind me, I only get an AC.
Ben, he's going for you. AC of 20. Let's go. I rolled 16 plus 5. No, plus 4. I got 20.
Does that?
Yeah.
That does hit because it's 20 or lower. I'm sorry, dude. Okay, what's your shield?
I always thought it had to be above the AC.
It has to be AC or lower, doesn't it?
No,
AC or higher. Well, I don't want you to the player's handbook.
No, it's AC or higher. We've done this. Yeah.
Well, you just want to check so we know from now on. Hey, Jin, can you check attacking?
What?
I'm pretty sure. Hey, look, you just unbrought the chair. It's making me like.
Okay, what kind of attack then?
Just regular attack. And, like, how is it AC or higher? Like, stop rocking the freaking chair, dude. I'm most comfortable.
Right.
Yeah, but, like, if you fall back and knock over the table, I'm going to be so angry it's not even funny.
As like I die, you're so mad at me.
Yeah, just like from pure spirit. Yeah, we're just checking because this is gonna be good. Oh, let's watch the game feel not on the wall. Okay, it didn't. For those who know game feel, you know like when you open it and it just like sprays everywhere because you keep opening it, it's like it nuts on the wall.
It's Mountain Dew game fuel. It's the blue one.
Oh, yeah. Also, this is completely irrelevant because I know no one, like, there's no way we're going to have him, but we don't accept sponsorships for, like, free or materials. Not money. We don't care about money. Just, like, if you're going to sell us extra large condoms, we'll buy them.
What are you asking? Like,
Peyton is making,
I can put them on Lyle's face.
Right? Peyton has an AC of 20. Okay. Can you stop?
Yo, Peyton has an AC. Also accept Topics.
Okay. So,
toe picks are accepted as well.
To make an attack roll a d20 and add the appropriate modifiers. If the total of the roll plus modifiers equal or exceeds the target's AC, the attack gets.
I hit you. So, we're going to... it's only 1d6, dude. You got this.
Or 1d6. What is it plus, though?
Also, plus, also you... Alex,
for what?
Alex, you asked for...
Hit, I guess.
For what, his, bludgeoning?
No, for his shield
durability.
Oh, yeah, shield durability.
Well, since it didn't hit me...
It did hit you.
Yeah, but, like, the shield it hit the really shield. Hit. Since it hit me.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, we made that's the deal. So I have to miss with the shield. Yeah, you take 6.
Plus what?
That's 6. No, just 6. It was 4 plus 2.
Oh, I only take 4 then, since I'm currently in rage. That means I'm resistant to bludgeoning. Okay.
Yeah, it is bludgeoning, so yeah, it's...
So 4.
Alex,
it's 4. What?
So, I have this cool thing. So basically, it's a spell that lets me grow either claws, fangs, spines, horns, or different natural weapons of my choice.
Okay.
My unarmed strikes deal 1d6. Bludgeon increases in slashing damage as appropriate to the natural weapon you choose. And you're proficient with your unarmed strikes.
Okay, so you're doing
it. It's a magic weapon. Would I add my plus 5 spellcasting ability to that or no?
For what, the damage?
Yeah, because it's technically it's magic. It's not unarmed, but it's magic, technically.
So you would have plus 5?
Yeah, it's because would it have my spell casting ability to magic or no? Because it's...
I'd say, one. Sure. Yeah, but, because you're using... Because you wouldn't have a... No, yeah, because you wouldn't have a modifier for... so you're making a roll to attack with a magic
weapon. A lot of damage.
Finally, the natural weapon is magic.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have a plus 1 bonus to the attack and damage rolls you make.
So, yeah, so since it's a magic attack, you would add 5 to the attack roll, yes. Plus, yes. So you would add 6 to an attack roll.
Oh, my, if it's a secret weapon,
hey, Jacob, Bardic Expiration, don't forget.
All right,
best
so
thing ever.
It's my turn now, right?
Do you go after 20?
Earlier? I'm 18.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm gonna try to grab...
Wow, stop dropping the dice, dude. You drop the dice like 8 times.
I'm gonna grab whoever's this is.
That is, Lyle.
So I'm gonna, like, grab him and then...
Chuck him at someone, really?
You can just stab past him. Wait, no. Wait, what
no,
do you
I
mean?
Wanna get him, like, out of the gangbang here.
Oh, so you want... Yeah, can you, like, be more descriptive?
So, like, so like, I'm just gonna try to grab him and, like...
Pull him behind you. Yeah, like, they can't see what
move
you're talking about.
So I'm gonna grab...
Pull him away from
like,
the thug.
Pull him behind you.
Behind me.
There you go. You did it.
Yeah. What's that? Okay, I'm trying to think. Because.
I away.
No, he can definitely pick you up. You're a air cockroach, which is like lightweight bones. Well, I'm trying to think here because something obviously happens. You can't just yeet him out of there.
Strength check.
I say no, yeah. Well,
opportunity attack. He's
well,
the
I opportunity attack would be cool. But that's kind of involuntary movement. I'd say make a strength check to see if you can... Here's your options. Either let Lyle get hit by with an opportunity attack, or you make a strength check, and if you fail, Lyle is stuck there.
Alright.
Okay.
Or, like, throw
him. I also, like, I was gonna, like, grab him and, like, use the momentum of him pulling behind me to, like, swing the sword.
That sounds like 2 actions.
Okay.
It gives you the math. I need to equal their health.
Like, that's an attack and a grapple.
And that's a pain to do with memorizing it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to pass my pain.
You can just throw him out.
You can just occupy the same tile as Lyle and stab the dude.
Hey. Fall over twice.
Or can I push past Lyle to be like... somewhere in between him and the people that are shanking
Human
him.
Shield, I love it.
isn't that an ability you can use? With a shield, you can actually use their action to defend a person that gives a disadvantage on attack rolls against that person.
Please, I need it.
I'm gonna hit the guy in front of me with my
grenade. Roll for it.
Frick you.
14, that hits.
Plus 5.
Roll for damage.
D20
plus 5. A D20 plus 5. Where? D20 is a D12.
I mean a D12. Here.
Here. 6.
Yeah,
6. 11.
Okay,
kills.
Describe
me how you
killed
this dude.
I just...
a 6 or higher.
Honestly, speak that out loud. No one knows what you mean by it.
You can't use 2...
We already went over this, like... a while ago.
But what didn't we say it was 1d10 then? If it was one-handed?
No, we said it was just since my 7-foot
size. Oh, yeah, we agreed. It was fine.
But now I gotta, like, squeeze.
See, look, this is what happens when you press your face against the freaking board wall. Anyway, describe to me how you kill this dude. And you
well, I grab
Jacob.
I just...
Who's Irwin?
I raise it over my head
fell
and
under
just,
the table.
Like... so like
I hit
an
him
angle.
Really hard and he dies.
No, I just want him to explain.
I start from between my shoulders, and I just, like, go at an angle to his neck.
Okay, and his head
kinda
is going
like
to fall.
Kind of like you're chopping wood with an axe.
And
except,
his,
like,
his, and
his
head is going to fall right off as he hits the ground.
But then read this one.
Now I've got initiative of 12.
Watch Endgame.
It's Jaden's turn.
13,
no. It is.
Right. You understand.
So I'm going to treat you like a whole different, like, era. Okay, shoosh. So, what's going on, as I already explained what happened. Okay, for this area, there's initiative of 18 and 18. I've got 2 of those. So those 2 guys are going to go first.
Okay, are they going to...
They are fighting, because you're invisible right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so first one's going to make a hit. It misses. Let me get the other staff lock. Never mind, they're both on the same page.
I'm a stand-up.
Are you going to clap cheek, Jaden?
Yeah, so both of them miss. God. They actually both make 2 attacks, and both of them miss. It's just they clash swords, and that's going to be the end of 18 and 18. So you go.
I'm 15, so...
Okay.
I'm gonna use one of my 2 level 2 spell slots, And I'm gonna cast Mirror Image.
Okay, without being invisible.
Yes.
Now, what does Mirror Image do?
Okay, so let me explain it. It creates three different copies of me.
Okay.
And we shift together really quickly. So you know there's me there, and you know there's three duplicates. But you don't know which is the duplicate, which isn't.
So there's a 25% chance they're correct.
Also, when I get hit, if I roll a 6 or higher on a D6, I can pull a duplicate.
A 6 or higher on a D6?
A 6 or higher on a D20.
Oh, a D8, okay.
20.
I'm sorry, D20, that's good.
And then if I pull them closer and it hits them. However, their AC is 10 plus my dexterity, so it's 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they're immune to any status effects, such as like a mobilization, charmin, or anything.
Okay, what happens to a clone when it gets hit?
If it passes the AC, the clone is destroyed.
Okay.
But I would still have two others.
Okay. So you're gonna cast that?
Yeah.
Describe to me how you cast Mirror Image. Like, do you announce your presence, or do you just cast it?
I don't know. God, I'll probably scream duplicates coming at me or something.
Yep.
Shadow Clone Jutsu.
Okay, is that what you say?
You look at Tasty Ezra.
Sure.
Yep. Shadow Clone Jutsu, I guess? Okay. So you say it, yeah, you do that. So now you have three clones yourself. Grab tokens properly. Appropriately. I don't know what you want to use, but just don't let it be the little gray dudes. Maybe use it as dice. Okay. So that happens. Now the thugs. The thugs are, like, they don't know who you're going after. So, yeah. What are you doing here? Get out. This does not concern you.
It concerns me now.
Whose side are you on?
None of them. Wait, no. I would technically be on that side of the house guards, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
Yeah. So house guard side.
You really not? Okay.
I mean, you could bribe me to go away.
Yep, so
you
now have two clones occupying spaces near you. You're three clones. Yep. So I'm gonna just okay, I've got initiatives 10, 10, 10, 6, 1, so I'll let the two tens at the top go first. Miss.
Right, bro, you're legit harassing that Kit Kat. He's peeling the top. Stop harassing me.
Bro.
Stop harassing me.
What are you harassing me? Kit Kat.
Is it
cut
time?
Please.
You can do
it.
And I can grow claws of whatever planes I wish.
You can like 10-foot
claws. Stop. No, Jesus. Get like 40-foot claws in the room.
We'll fuck one more.
16.
You stab it in stone block, just
I mean, they're okay. Claws, you guys are
rapping. Like, do you want to hear what's going on or no?
I'm hoping one of the sides focused on me now because they make the fight fun.
Thugs. You guys are lucky. I'm using all my bad rolls. I have one attack happen. So, clashing of swords and ensues with one of them hitting another veteran. You haven't made any, like, attacks yet, so it's just kind of confusing me. I guess. Like, I don't know what to do, because you're not posing a threat, you're just there. Okay, goes back. What's after your initiative?
What?
What's after you? Like, what's your initiative?
15.
Okay, I've got initiative of 12. Caleb, you go? You're 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dude that you were initially aiming at is dead. You would have to walk at a different angle in order to shoot him.
Alright. Shoot. Guess I'll go... Wait, where is Ezra? Is he right here? Yeah, he's right there. So I guess I'll walk over here and go and, like, shoot him.
Yep, roll
peek around the corner and shoot him.
Yep. Shoot the guy in the stairs.
Hey, what's the range on Shatter?
Yo, Jacob.
What's the range on Shatter, dude?
Like, come around and then just
Shatter.
Hey, what'd you get?
I got a 19.
Okay, that hits. So roll for damage. Do you get improved critical?
No. Okay. I don't know. Only fighters get that.
Side turn.
Okay.
Roll for damage.
You didn't see thing.
What's so funny here? I don't get it. You're like laughing at nothing. Stop dropping the dice, Lyle. Holy fuck.
Keep them on the table.
Don't touch my foot at all. Like.
No.
Three. So, 4 plus 3.
That's 7.
And then 6.
Okay, so 6, how much damage? I don't get it.
7, and then, 13. Wait, no, wait, that guy wasn't
hit
yet.
I'll leave the tokens alone,
please. Wait, was that guy hit?
No.
Okay, so we just take 7.
Okay.
I'm off right here.
stop messing with them.
Yeah, can you please stop touching the thing? Wait, hold up. Okay, yep. He took damage. So you poke him with your thing, and he dies.
I peek around the corner, and I shoot snipe him.
Yep. So what goes after you? You're 14?
Yes.
I've got 12.
I have an issue of 13.
Okay, this one's going to strike at Lau, because he did not move out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, 13.
Ezra has 13.
I'm sorry, Ezra. I'm sorry. You go.
30.
I'm going to try, depending on the range, I'm going to try to 30. Cast Shatter in the direction of this
team. I watched the clock all
up. It's a 10-foot thing. It's a 10-foot thing.
What?
Don't cast Shatter.
If you're going to cast it, cast it.
You like your watermelon?
Well, the stairs, if you were to cast a castle in the other room.
No, because you have to be able to have a clear line of sight to it.
There's a clear line of sight with the person.
Yeah.
Like, up the stairs?
No, this guy's not up the stairs. He's in the same level as you guys.
Oh, no.
Alright, so I'm going to just cast Shatter directly in the general direction of his femur.
What does Shatter do?
It's a weapon that, if they fail the
Constitution,
yes. Yep. They take 3d8 of damage,
like 30
and it's
damage.
In a 10. Yes, and it's in a 10-foot thing. And so if you cast it here, it would hit boink 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 boink.
And if you succeed, you only take half as much damage.
So basically, if you
I could die.
Go unconscious.
Yeah, Ezra, you could have done that. All right,
as I cast this, I'm gonna yell, "Everybody, get down!"
I won't save anybody.
And all. And I'll cast Shatter on his femur.
Okay, so while making Constitution saving
throw.
Shatter
works. It isn't, like, targeted like that.
It's a d20,
right?
Right?
It's just their entire body.
Their entire body just...
Alright.
15.
What's the DC?
DC,
it's whatever he rolled. It's, like, you have to roll higher than he does.
15, please.
No, that's not true. He's got a spell save DC. You guys know what a spell save DC?
5.
You don't roll for hit with Shatter.
Oh, my bad.
If it has a constant, if it has a saving throw, you don't roll for hit.
Oh, neat.
Okay, move out of the way.
How would I do this? Shatter.
Spell save is 11.
Oh, I'm a 15.
Okay. Still, you still take
half as much damage.
Okay, roll 3d8. Tell me how much it is.
Yeah, no, Ezra, you could have done that in a way where it only hit the bad guys and
2.
No other team.
5.
7.
5. So 12.
13. So you take
6
damage. Or is it rounded up to 7?
It's rounded. I'd say it's whatever. It's rounded down.
Yeah, it's 6. Rounded
so
down.
She takes 6 damage.
And, and this guy takes 17.
Please. Yeah. Somebody go in front of me, please.
Okay,
I don't want to die.
To be honest, it's way more than 17.
No, it's not.
Okay, hold up.
I need a pencil.
Let's just say his
femurs.
No,
I took 6 damage, right?
13 damage.
Yo, just toss me that player's.
I'm trying to think, but like everyone should have. Hold up, I'm being retarded. Hold up.
I am 1d6 away from dying.
No, you can't say that.
No. Status check. Say what you are.
I am extremely bloody, like about to die, bloody.
So it's like you poke your finger.
Seriously,
you'd
be rounded up, you would have died, bloody.
You poke your finger.
Had he,
no.
Had he not succeeded, he probably would have died.
Okay, so Ezra, this guy's still alive too. So what does Shatter do anything else, or does it just hurt him?
Let me check.
He failed the saving throw.
It also deals damage to literally any other non
his armor
item in the area. Yeah.
So you want to make a stop rocking the fucking chair. You want to make a saving throw for the armor?
Yeah, probably honestly.
Okay, I got a 4. That's 17.
But don't you dare like.
What's the peel armor
that
one?
That's a fair question.
I swear
you're gonna
peel.
What about Lyle?
Poor Lyle.
Oh yeah, Lyle, make a saving throw for your armor too.
Oh god.
Yeah, no, you really
I'd say
work that so much better than Ezra.
Okay.
Oh
god.
Yeah. Barely safe.
So yeah, your armor is like a little bit deteriorated. I'm saying this guy's he's only wearing leather, so I guess his leather is gone.
It's disintegrated, like.
Yeah, okay, good job.
The fabric kind of like
lowers
your hit one person.
No, he hit the enemy and Lyle.
And Lyle.
Yeah, but there was only one enemy. You could do that to a group of
enemies.
There's
one and a half enemies.
But and he also could have cast it here, so it only hurt that guy instead of teammates.
So yeah, he's bloody, but he's not dead. Who goes after? What was your initiative, Ezra? 13?
Yeah.
I've got 12, so this one's gonna go after.
I got 7.
I'm dead.
Like, you're going unconscious, Lyle. I got 12. What's your AC?
13.
Okay, 1d8. I add onto it. You take 4.
I am. Oh god. Oh, I'm so alive. Huh!
So describe this, Lyle. Describe like how you're doing. How are you doing, Lyle?
Would you die if you poked your finger or stubbed your toe?
Yes. I am die. I die if.
What if I like, slapped you aggressively? Would you die?
Yes.
If you unarmed strike me, I'm dead.
Okay. That's. I'm gonna guess Lyle he's at like one.
Lyle is taking more damage via Ezra than enemies.
Yeah, that's.
Ezra's the most useless.
That's not true.
Bruh.
Oh, Ezra, roll for wild magic.
Roll for wild magic.
Oh, yeah. Bro, watch, he's gonna kill everyone in the room.
Wild's finna die now.
Yeah, finna die.
Your wild magic is 1 and 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're safe. Unless you want it to surge, then feel free.
No.
No. No, I don't want
to die. Hey, shut up. It's his decision. Do you want it to surge? Yes or not?
I'll let it surge.
Okay. The right answer is always yes.
He let it surge, so.
Yes. Oh. Lyle, you finna die, I'm sorry.
Okay, I got 6.
Unless you get real lucky.
The most I want to do is create like a random
Where's
chicken.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Dude, is it in your pockets?
Where's my phone? No.
You're going You're going
All of a sudden, just as you can see, Ezra smashing out, all of a sudden, dude, pops. Chicken.
If we get the chicken, we're naming it McNugget.
And then when it dies,
the name.
Wait. If it's a female,
new meal for the ghost lady.
If it's a hen, we could start a chicken farm and serve chicken at our.
It's only one
bar.
Yeah, we can still start a farm.
Kev, Ezra.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Oh no.
What happens?
Okay, hold up. Give
what
me
if
a second.
It
surges. Roll
for it.
Everybody begins melting into the floor. Make an athletics check. If not, take 1d6 per turn until you guys get out.
I'm a four
So as okay, not you, but like everybody Wait. Around you. So Ezra, what you're gonna do is you're gonna. So you're going to cast a spell. So Lyle just his bones go everywhere, and then right after, wild magic surges your whole body, and then the floor just feels like wet. All you guys go collapsing down to like a little bit above your waist, and it gets super hot. Like it's really hot. Oh, everybody
okay,
make.
I got one. An 18.
Okay, so
I got 23. 12. Wait, do I add my athletics?
You got a 20. That's 12.
Do I add my athletics to this?
You got a
Ezra.
So I have 23.
You should only have wild magic go off when you get a 1 or 2.
Lyle didn't make it. Lyle, take 1d6.
I'm dead.
No, wait, hold up. We still have a turn order. So, no, Lyle, Jacob can pull you out. Because it's per turn.
I got 23.
Oh, wait, never mind. No, you're unconscious.
I'll save you.
So wait, how big is the area right. for that?
It's just the whole floor.
Let's
that
see what
on.
I can do to escape my own nonsense.
Roll.
Like,
11, you don't make it.
What's the spell save DC for that?
No, for that, it was 15. For,
15, really? All I had to do was get three more and I would have made it.
What kind of saving throw is it?
Athletics. No, you're making an athletics check. Every turn
what
you, that
your
you're
athletics?
On, you
so
get
I
out.
Got 18.
Athletics.
Every turn of your own. It's every turn of your own. So, like, for example... actually, no, you're fine, because if it's on your turn, and you fail the athletics check again, then so now you're in, but if you fail it again, you don't get out, and
yeah,
then you take the 1d6,
athletics.
Okay?
I would have hated if it was 11.
Okay, Ezra, so you take 1d6.
So I'm not dead yet. I'm still
wait,
at, like,
I got an 8.
Yeah, so you're, okay, so,
okay, I took 4 damage.
Nice. And so, Kale, you're gonna get up, so.
The only one with the party save.
Who passed it? Who, so, Jacob, you and...
Yeah, I got Kale. 23.
It was 15.
Look at that. Oh, my mirror.
I got 23,
so.
So,
Kale, yeah, you're just gonna, like, shuffle out. You know, like, how Sam, you're gonna brace yourself on the ground. You're gonna hang onto, like, something on the wall.
I'm just floating there.
Like, I still shoot the bird.
I'm just like, hi, guys.
He's, yeah, the dude's in the... Wait, I have to make a...
I might have an inventive solution to this problem.
Yeah, he does not make it out.
Dude, the floor is slowly melting. Don't even talk to me about
okay.
this.
Do you want me to start playing my bagpipe
so what happens
for everyone
after
that's going to
die? Random surge.
How powerful of a ray of frost can I get?
not the whole floor of this main hall.
I want to get like
chairs
ray of frost
are clipped,
under Lyle.
Chairs are through the ground, tables and stuff are all like halfway through.
I'm just wondering if I could freeze it underneath Lyle for
this. This isn't
going to
look
that
very
was,
good
that
in law school. This isn't going to look very good in law school, Ezra.
wouldn't that freeze Lyle in the ground?
Maybe.
I don't care. Do I take damage?
This
yeah.
is three. Okay.
It's
okay. Alex, what? Every one of these tiles is 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
This is 350 square feet of just melted floor.
Yeah, everything that's there. Like,
Jane, I don't think you can cover 350 square feet.
What's your initiative, Ezra?
Is the gardener also suffering?
13.
No, Gardner's
he's
outside.
He's probably not even in there. 13?
Bro, he's in the snow. He's good.
Oh, yeah, he's in the snow. 13. He's doing his job. Hey, you. It's your turn, right?
That's right.
Yum, 7.
Can you pull me out, probably please? Probably as I freaking puke. Okay, so here's your options. You can make an athletics. You first make an athletics check. You already have, right?
Yeah,
so
I got
you have
23.
You have free movement.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Save me. The thug dude is also on the ground, and you actually get an advantage on an attack on him because he's on the ground.
Yeah, he's saving.
You can pull Lyle out of the ground by making an athletics check.
Like, if you think about it, everyone in the upper floor is going to soon start
Not him. Just actually, you on the same ground level as you.
Ooh, that's going to be nice. They're going to fuse you with concrete.
What? Anyway, so what do you want to do?
So, Lyle doesn't die. He just gets knocked unconscious.
No, the fact that This is a good thing I ran away from the floor.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna kill the guy.
No, please, please, no!
Roll with advantage to hit the dude.
I can heal you after.
Okay, roll with advantage.
I'm in the floor!
So roll this.
Right? Yeah, pull him out of the floor!
You roll twice, and you pick the highest number.
Doesn't mean he's, like, under the floor.
Seven roll again.
No.
No, he's not under the floor.
This is gonna continue to happen until everyone gets a
15 plus. Oh, yeah, that hits.
But if it's up to everyone's waist and Lyle's, like...
Okay, one.
Please.
Wait, what is he using? He just sinks in down to his waist.
Oh. Hey,
what is he using, by the way, to hit him?
Rapier.
Oh, so from all the way over there?
I'm assuming he just walks up to him.
Yeah, I have movement.
He didn't get, passed it.
Seven.
That kills.
Yas!
Describe to me how you pierce this dude. He's stuck halfway in the ground. He's squirming.
As he's stuck halfway in the ground, I come over to him.
If you say sucks to be you while stabbing him, I'll let you get a whiff of my pipe.
Sucks to be you! And then I cut his head off.
Nice.
With a rapier?
Yeah.
It's a piercing weapon.
He does whatever he wants. He just keeps stabbing
him. Boot.
Right before that, I stick a pipe through Miser's mouth.
Sweet hit, dude.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, no, Caleb, you offered him some boof. He'll do anything for that.
Yeah, I'm a bard, okay? I do anything for some boof.
Okay, so, who goes after you? Well, your turn. Make an athletics check or take 1d6.
Also make a death saving throw.
I'm dead.
Okay, make a 1d6. Take 1d6.
I'm dead.
Take 1d6.
How much health?
I have one health. One,
probably. He's at one, yeah.
Hold on, what's your athletics?
Well, then
push it off.
That's
not bad.
I have +5 to athletics. It's better
take
than
one.
My intimidation.
So, Lyle, you're...
Bare minimum.
So, like, you're feeling... You're laying there, right? And you just feel really hot, like, extremely hot. But then you feel warm, and then you're unconscious. Make a death saving throw, so roll a d20.
Don't worry, I'll save you,
I could, like, heal him.
Make a death saving throw.
Or you can die. But, like, try to prevent that.
Yeah, that you passed the first one, so fill in. Fill one for life.
I kind of want to kill.
go upstairs, freaking fight. Jane's like in the Crusades right now.
You kind of gotta pull yourself out of the floor first, but yeah.
This is Jaden's war zone right now. This is my area.
Okay, so, Lyle, who goes after you?
Y'all go to pencil.
I'm bottom of the tier.
Okay,
Lyle, pencil.
So, that leaves us with...
I killed the guy who was 20.
Everybody is downstairs is out of initiative. You guys can each take one action and then come upstairs.
I'm gonna... Wait, this guy's still... Wait, he's
dead. He's dead.
Right. I want to loot the bodies.
Save me.
Give me a second. I'll let you loot one of them because they... They didn't have any loot on them, so I'll give you something, though.
You're gonna loot bodies while you're slowly...
There's a little mirror on one of them with the word dumb written on it.
Yeah, hey, I'll use healing.
Give that to Lyle.
Yeah, the guy who has the most strength doesn't take the strength check to pull Lyle out.
Hey, guys, I'll use healing light on everyone on first floor.
Is Lyle? Well, here's the thing. Oh yeah, you're gonna say you. So first healing thing will be used to stabilize Lyle. The second healing thing will be used to heal Lyle. So yeah,
you stabilize, I'll heal.
So hey, that was your action.
And I guess I'll pull out.
A pool of D6s, pass me 3 D6s.
Yeah, the weakest one. Strength. This is gonna go to everyone, right? All the healing.
What do you mean?
His healing.
What are you doing, Ezra?
Healing light. Healing. At first level, yeah. I have a pool of D6s that can.
It's single target.
Oh. You should do that to me. I'm missing 4 health.
I can heal.
I'm dead.
One creature I see within 60 feet of me.
I'm unconscious.
Oh,
me.
Is Pain still in the rage? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Now,
also, why did you?
I can probably
let our support be in rage.
But Balufadoop, where's it?
Well, you guys don't really like me used me as support. You're just like, I'm gonna go in front of him.
Hey,
Well, because you're in the way.
The reason that you died is because
you
went in front
him?
Of the 7-foot dragonborn with a shield. I thought
you were gonna stabilize him.
No, I went around him.
No, you stabilize him first, then I can inhale.
But rage, I gotta keep that active.
What's your stats to heal him?
What do you get?
I have two healing spells and I have a pool of 15 health. I can just use whenever I want.
One
but
plus right now.
I can use the pool of 15 health because that's just ability that
okay,
I can
I have
use.
One D8 plus 5 if I heal him.
But. Kill.
I gotta roll 4d6s.
Roll them then!
Alrighty then, I
so
guess.
You're healing 4d6 to love?
Yep.
Yep.
It's just gonna stabilize them, you know? It's not gonna.
So 1 plus 4d6, I guess. 2.
That's
oh,
three.
Yeah.
Roll them. So that's 8. That's 8. Roll one more.
6.
You heal 14. 15. You heal 15 health.
Okay, so I don't need to heal him.
So,
but wouldn't that stabilize him?
Oh, wait.
No. He's... I guess you would heal... Not... We'll take out the 13. 2. So you heal... Yeah, you heal 13. Because the first D6 is stabilizing, and then from then on it's healing. So you heal 13.
Okay, now I'm... Can I run upstairs and...
He's
see what
in,
she...
right? He's still in the...
Oh, yeah,
right?
Making an athletics check, lol.
You're at 15 health. He'll be fine.
Can I go to Jaden?
Yeah, no, hold up. Does anyone want to pull him out?
I
want to
pull him out.
You already okay.
Used your action.
Yeah, you alluded the
body. Jacob, pull him out, then.
Yeah, Jacob, pull.
I can pull him out. And you
what?
Can heal
I'm surprised you reached another mystery couch.
Actually, never mind. You probably have more
pull out
of
like
people
a sock.
Strength. What's your strength?
Plus 0.
Mine is plus 1.
Come on, then.
Do it.
Play so me. What do I roll it?
A d20.
Eight plus 1 is 9.
Make a check. Triple Lyle out.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he's too heavy, man.
Dude, Lyle's too thick. Nope, nobody pulls Lyle out. Lyle take 1d6.
Only one, though.
What?
It'd
be one.
6.
No. 4.
Okay.
Not bad.
So you guys have
he's,
to move.
He's super hurting.
Does anybody want to stay downstairs still and try to keep pulling Lala? Or
I'll stay downstairs and keep trying.
Okay, I'm gonna go upstairs and see what the ruckus is.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay.
As I'm
no,
falling, I'm just
no,
screaming.
Actually, since Ezra left the same ground level, I'd say you're gonna
hey,
get pushed out.
Ezra.
So you're gonna feel a bunch of force from the bottom of you, and you're just gonna come out of the ground.
As I'm coming out, I was gonna say,
what am I doing?
Oh, I hurt so bad. Ah!
Come here. Ah! Ouch, my bones.
I pulled out from
ow,
my rear eyes. It hurts my okay. Anus.
We could end the episode here. We're at 46. Why are we searching for?
But we're still on a 5.
Yeah, but you guys are doing other things, so I just assume you're not interested. Lyle's out of the ground now, so everybody moves upstairs.
I want
to
move upstairs.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to let Jen do another turn cycle. Jen,
where that
I've got 18, 18.
D20 go. It's a blue and silver D20.
Throw it aside. They both last for an hour, so.
Okay, give me a second. I dealt my 18, so that's 1d6.
Peyton, what time is it?
With it.
Oh my!
So you're dealing. You're fighting those guys?
Yeah, they have to fight. So,
Jane is looking at them. Whatever.
No, I'm the initiative.
Whatever.
Okay. So Jane, you walk in, right? You see, the thug gets a good hit on, one of the veterans, and the veteran critically misses and takes and gets stabbed as a punish.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
I know this is a very, very bad thing to say now, but you know how healing light's a magic thing?
Yeah, roll for wild magic.
I want it to activate again.
15. Okay, you're safe.
Yeah. I don't want to kill anybody. I almost made, Lyle become face pavement.
Okay, so everybody,
that'll be pretty.
You guys all line up on the stairs. Okay, you guys all line
no,
up on the stairs.
No, I'm in the
oh,
back
wait,
corner.
Just I have to let Jin do his thing. Jin, I just did initiatives of 18 for the room, so you go. No,
I'm not gonna do a lot. I'm just gonna use alter self, cure grow, surprise, claws.
Okay, that's slash. I'd say it's 1d8 slashing.
How long of claws?
Just claws, man. That's when I kill people. That's a long one.
One yeah. So your clones.
See, I
okay.
Do. I do.
My
5 foot
also.
Plus.
Like my clothes. you grow up to look exactly like I do.
Okay, so they are. They also have claws. And
yeah, they can't attack with them, but like.
Yeah, it's indestructible.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna keep doing the rest of the attacks for this area. Miss.
Dude, what species are you?
Elf.
Bro, imagine an elf just
specifically
in front of you.
High elf. 4 of us, by the way. Note the fact there's a 2 dimes and a nickel.
Yeah, I know. I know you're a clone.
Yeah, I know. All my brothers.
Fat one.
Technically, like My allies can't go up the stairs since I'm on them.
Yeah, I guess. Five. Oof. One.
Okay, I just realized something. My teammates did more damage to me than the opponents did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I announced this earlier.
You mean I did more damage to you than...
No, because Jacob also stabbed me too. Wow, but hey, he has a mixture of... Okay, I'm gonna erase the...
He has a mixture of holes
Lyle,
in
team
him.
Team punching bag. Go Lyle. Go Lyle.
So, I think we should end the episode here, because I have to redraw the next floor, since you guys are all off of it.
Alright.
Yep.
And I'm not. I left the building and I went back home.
Okay.
I'm scarred. Do you know? I'm still pretty bloody.
You wanna open the bar while you're at it?
That means you have to escape through the floor, which is liquid.
I know. I mean, he got out. The spell ended. The spell ended since Ezra left.
Oh, that was just like jump out the
50
window.
Minutes.
Yeah, the floor kind of forcibly launched him out of it.
Yeah. No, can you get out of your phone, dude? It's like really annoying.
I'm going home and I'm reopening the bar.
Dude, you better reopen the bar.
Yeah, we need to make some money.
Yeah, I'm opening the bar by bloody self and scouring the place for health potions.
Or you could just like.
There's a guy who sells health potions for 25 GP per health potion.
Ask that server girl, Ezra hired if she does first aid.
If she does, I'll make her roll, and if she gets like high.
I have plus 2 medicine.
Doctor
eight, nope.
And
she tries to mend you up. It's mildly sexual, but it still doesn't do anything.
Mildly.
Yeah, nothing happens.
I like how she was like, alright. No questions asked.
I ain't gonna judge why you like dying, but
this is
Alex, how's business?
With 2,000 lives. Dude, this is like your owner comes in bleeding from the butthole.
How's business?
And
I'm rolling.
Like,
Wait, Ezra, what about that cancer?
What?
You pay half the business's thing.
Your butt.
So, Jin, you guys lose another 30 gold. You guys are in debt now.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I have those gems.
Oh.
Are you gonna add those to our fund?
These are some black market gems. You should probably be careful. You can't just sell them to anyone.
Good,
if you want, I'll let you spend a while after we're done with this to go find someone to sell the gems to.
Right now we're being. I vote when we do that, we add up all to our upkeep so we don't have to start paying out of pocket for this place.
You guys already do, because how much money is left to fill the shop? Because you guys have to spend 30.
-9.
Okay, we took out a loan.
took out a 20 gold loan?
Dude, they will eat us, because if we don't pay at a certain amount of time,
why don't you guys just pay out of pocket? Somebody has enough money.
I don't.
Lol does. Okay, Lol. So, I guess you were there. So you're in here. You're just.
How much money you got, Lyle?
Hey, you. You guys are below. You guys are negatives. You better pay up.
I'm paying. No freaking way.
Yeah. You don't have the money.
He does.
Oh.
I don't. How much is it?
You guys have to pay 10.
You know,
I have to pay 10 gold.
10, but now I don't. Sad.
How much gold do you have, Lyle?
10. I have 16 now.
I have 39.
So you're a pay the fee. That's right. Now don't make me have to come back here again.
I said, and then as he's leaving, I say, I whispered in my mouth, oh, he's a bitch.
Okay, roll for us.
No, I don't have to make him roll for anything. Oh, for wild magic. thanks for watching. Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Free.
Thanks for listening. Guys, would you be willing to do another episode? We're like in the middle.
No. I have to leave in like 10 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Well, why did you? Okay. Like, are you joking or not?
Yeah, I'm joking.
Okay. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Anything you guys gotta say?
No. Check Discord, check Twitter, go Patreon.
That's okay.
Mountain Dew is cool.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, Mountain Dew.
Sponsor us, Mountain Dew.
This is Mountain Dew bottle right here.
Not sponsored, we get to.
Give us like $15 pallet of kickstarts a month, and we will worship you like cult. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. We will legit like sponsor.